Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, filmed at the Zia Comics remote location in beautiful Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. I have something special for you guys today. I'm going to have an unbox, review, speed build of the Lego Razor Crest. I mean, this thing's pretty cool. They have minifigures for IG-11, the Mando, Grogu, the child, the asset, Baby Yoda, whatever you want to call him, and Biker Scout. So, and Lando. I didn't even see him over there. I think it's Lando. So, yeah, I am going to, if you watch the movie, who is that? No, that's Greef Karga. My bad. Greef Karga. I don't see why would Lando be in the Mandalorian. But anyway, I'm going to do the Razor Crest. And spoilers, if you haven't seen the season, this ship it's probably not going to be in season 3 because Moff Gideon blew it to pieces. So we got all that there. I'm going to put it together. There's some moving parts. And at the end, I'm going to show you all the cool little features they add into it. It's one of the smaller sets. It doesn't have a whole lot of parts. It's about a little over 1,000 parts. So let's get to it. Speed build of the Star Wars Lego Mandalorian Razor Crest, which if you watch the show, you know is no more. Moff Gideon blew it up. It looks, I don't think they ever really said what type of ship it was, besides it's a gunship, transport type ship. It was a relatively easy model to build. It's got a lot of cool little features on it. I'm going to show you a few real quick. You have the canopy, which you can pop open. And you can set any of the figures in there to drive. There's two seats and a little spot for Grogu, the child, the asset, whatever you want to call him. And while we're at it, why don't I show you some of the figures. We have IG-11 with his one gun in hand, big gun on his back, ready to go. We got Din Djarin, Mandalorian, with his big old rifle, which is basically, if you've ever watched the Star Wars Holiday Special, that's the rifle that Boba Fett had, which was the first media appearance of Boba Fett. They actually previewed him in a parade, I believe, somewhere in California. You got a Biker Scout with his little pistol, and you know, they can't hit the broadside of a barn. You've got Greef Karga with his double pew 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 pew. Got his double laser rifles there. And then we got the teeny tiny, people were calling him Baby Yoda before he got his name, or the child, or the asset. But we find out through Ahsoka Tano that she talked to him through his mind. His actual name is Grogu. The top here you can pull off, and you have a little spot where for cargo and such. All the panels on the side fold down. So let me show you what's behind door number one. Okay, you fold that down, and it's just a little interior of it. But what's cool right here is you have these little firing lasers, these little red bolts. You can store in there, or you'll notice right here beside the engines, there are also two. You got the two little vent pieces here, and I don't want to shoot this clear across the room, so I'm just going to put my hand in front of it. If you push the back one down, it will release this and fires it out. And then you can get, they're keyed, because they only go in a certain way. This folds down too to show you some more of the interior. Then on the other side, when you fold down the back, there are these little carbonite, his bounties in carbonite. And they have little holders there, you just slide them right on in, and there's the other one. In the front here, we see some more of the interior when you open it up. Close it up, there we go. So all in all, this was
Oh, I forgot to show you also the back. The back ramp comes down. So, all in all, this was a relatively easy build, a little over 1,000 pieces. One thing I did not catch on the intro, there's a code you can get to, you can use this ship in the Star Wars Skywalker Saga. I guess it's a game. It's a secret code to unlock this ship. So if you're playing that game, little bonus, now you can play the Razor Crest. Like I said, relatively easy build, a little over 1,000 pieces. I like the way it looks. The Razor Crest, I really like the odd designs for the starships, and this is one of them. Kind of reminiscent of Firefly a little. The miniature figures are awesome as well. I don't know if they had Baby Grogu in any other set, but you definitely get him with the Razor Crest. And you know, added a little bonus, you got the bounties and carbonite and a spot to store them. So all in all, I highly recommend the Razor Crest Lego build for, you know, people of any skill level. So it was a good build. It looks good. I love the minifigures that come with it. Not as many moving parts as some of the bigger pieces, but you can shoot both missiles from here. All the panels on the side fold down, and you see all the interior of the ship. Top comes up, the cockpit comes up. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's more moving parts than I realize. But that is my review of the Lego Razor Crest from The Mandalorian. Recommend it. If you like this speed build, it's an unbox review, and subscribe, man. It helps us tremendously with the demographics. It helps us to do more videos like this one for you guys for free. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reed? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.